Welcome to episode 53 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. Just recovering from my whirlwind drive. Out of control, press record on the highway. Bit of enthusiasm. But hey, that's kind of what happens, in my opinion, when you create. I find when you create, stuff just happens. It's like a boat going through the water and the wake, and things just flow towards it and come towards it and follow it, and you make a wake and it ripples back and things happen. So I'm working on Spark Campfire, and which is a month-long workshop to write a book together with a young person. I keep saying young person, but it's like your niece or your nephew or your son or your daughter or some neighbor kid. But I just did a session earlier about how one big success indicator for a book is how big your team is, or if you have a team at all. And I was kind of giving into the fact that as a new writer, new author, and you're just writing this one book and you might not write anymore, you probably don't have a team. And then it hit me as I'm driving on the highway, on my way to something else, totally different. It hit me that we are the team. The Spark Campfire, the camp counselors, the group who's in the team, that's us, the group who's doing the month-long project, and maybe before and maybe after, but we can help each other. We can promote each other. Okay, so I'm not going to say any more because that's what I was saying in the car, and you get some terrible audio and background noise and highway noises and stuff, but you get the idea, and this is the kind of stuff that happens when you create. All right, Repossible, Bradley, I'm going to bring you over the car. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll see you next week.
Hey, Spark Campfire. I'm in the car. Driving to Amsterdam. But I couldn't wait to record this. I even got Siri to open. Well, I probably shouldn't say that. I even got Siri to open. Oh, maybe I have to say hey. I got her to open voice memo. And I'm going to record this. I am recording this. I'm recording it right now. But I was just listening to a podcast where they were talking about collaboration. And I just did a video this morning about how you need a team and how it wasn't necessarily the focus of Spark or even to publish in a month, because that's sort of the big time, that's long term, and it takes time to get a team. Then I thought, what am I talking about? Spark Campfire is the team. And then I thought, they were talking about promoting someone else. And do you know how difficult it is to promote yourself? I mean, even marketing savvy people, even salespeople, can have trouble marketing their own selves. Oh, read my book, it's fantastic. Whereas promoting someone else is not only sort of a breath of fresh air, but it's easy. And then and fun. And it's easy because you can see something into their work that maybe they can't. And then you have that third-party perspective by definition, they cannot have a third-party perspective on their own stuff. And so if we think about it, if in Spark we've got, a group of 20 people, and what if we assigned randomly one person to another person, or one to two others, or two to one, or I don't exactly know the ratio, how it would best work, but what if you were assigned, you're author number four, and you're assigned to author number 16, and so you looked at author number 16, and it's an uncle and a daughter writing about space dogs, and you say, well, I have nothing to do with space dogs, but that's okay, that's your assignment, and you are going to help them promote their space dogs, or maybe it's like a buddy system, where sure, we have the whole 20 of us, but then we sort of have a buddy system, and it's probably best we do this randomly, because otherwise, just like a camp, you're going to choose the one and you're not going to get to know anybody. So we randomly choose other people, and that's our buddy for whatever tasks, we'll figure out. But just think of how fun that is. I mean, it's one of the things I'm most excited about Spark for, especially Spark Campfire, because I can't wait to promote your books. I promote my books all the time. It's boring, I wrote another book. Yay, it's fantastic, I swear. And sure, it is. That's great. But hearing it from me is a whole different story than hearing me talk about your book. I mean, I'm excited about my niece's Taylor's book. She hasn't even finished it yet. And I already can't wait for it. And I even talk about it with people, and they are looking forward to it, and it doesn't even exist yet. So how good is that? And then if we have a team where we can help each other and we can work together, and we're in the Facebook group or however we decide to collaborate, we've got a team there. I was just talking about the team this morning, and then I was thinking about what are the advantages of Spark Campfire to going through, you know, the Spark course on your own, and that is it. We've got a team. We are a community. We are a tribe, whatever you want to call it. We are a small group of people helping each other cooperatively, not competitively, cooperatively working towards the betterment of the other. And this is a perfect case of a rising tide that lifts all ships. And we're all in the ocean together. I'm in there too. I just think it's going to be fun to promote your stuff. That's more fun than promoting my stuff. I mean, I'm looking forward to chapter one, getting your first chapters into an ebook form and paperback form and audiobook form and podcast form. I mean, that's going to be so easy for me to promote your work. And then, I hope this sounds like fun anyway, that you get to have a buddy, maybe that's a dorky name, have a partner of some kind in the group that you're going to focus on. But we can still cross-promote with everybody else. You know, you could always just pick one. Oh, I really like whatever, Samantha and what she's doing. And, oh man, I would love to promote that. And great, we'll do that. And I will set up, you know, means and ways as best I can to make that all possible. So this is the kind of stuff that happens to me when I'm writing a book, and I'm always writing a book, so this stuff always happens to me. I'm working on something, and stuff comes up. Here I am in the middle of the highway here in Holland, and I'm listening to a podcast, and bing, I get an idea, and I can't let it go. And I'm recording this in the car with bad microphone, and we'll see how it works out. But this is the kind of stuff that gets me excited about Spark Campfire, and this is the kind of stuff that I hope gets you excited, and that makes you want to do it and complete it and have fun doing it. Because we get to promote others. We get to work with others. And we have our little team, our little group, our little family, our little whatever you want to call it. And that is a fun thing. Okay? That's it. That's it for me. I'm going to try to get Siri to stop this recording or something and not change my maps. At least there's light traffic going on. And the worst thing I would do is end up in a canal over there. So I'm good. All right. I'll stop. Thanks. See you soon.